It is the day that we come together, we lift up our voices to give glory unto God, and we gather around the Word of God, and we take decisions for Christ. And I am very privileged, and I'm very glad to have been the pastor here for a short season, right, of the Otute family. And I'm so glad that I'm able to share God's word with all of you and with your family, Brother Emmanuel, this morning. Now, I hope that you brought your Bible this morning, because every time we come to church, we bring our Bibles. And the message this morning is for every one of us. And but it's especially for Brother Emmanuel this morning. So if you have your Bible with me, please you may come to the book of Acts chapter 20, and we're going to begin reading from verse 17, the book of Acts chapter 20, and we will begin our scripture reading in verse 17 this morning. And I'll ask if you can follow me with your side this morning, as we read through this passage. Can I begin? Verse 17 says, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church." "And when they were come to him, he said unto them, Ye know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons."
Now, Verse 19,
"Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by delying in weight of the Jews."
Verse 20,
"And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house."
Verse 21,
"Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ."
And
now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Now, verse 24, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Amen.
Mizidow, maybe my quintu, ye or summa minyano, erase, Jesus, ho,
Let's pray together this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful unto you for bringing us. And God, we've already sung some great hymns. We've, Lord, given unto you. Lord, we've heard some special music this morning. But now, Lord, we've opened the Word of God. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless your Word in the hearts of every person in this room. Father, we pray, Lord, you know the need of every person. So, Father, use your word this morning. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I have in my heart this passage to share with all of you, and with you especially, Brother Emmanuel, this morning. And we see here the marks of a true servant of God, the marks of a true pastor. I believe we are really in need in our homeland Ghana to get back to the scripture. The idea of what a pastor is outside there is very scary, and it is very unbiblical. But if we come to the Bible, we learn how can we be faithful servants unto God. And today the church and family members have gathered for the ordination of Brother Emmanuel Otute into the ministry.
And
people may come and try to give advice. May they try to come, congratulate you, tell you maybe a word, something that they may believe it will help you in the journey that you have started, you will continue serving Christ. But we have no time for men's advice. We only have time for God's advice. Amen. How to be a biblical pastor. Well, in the passage we have before us is Paul, and he is calling, or he is called the pastor from all this area of Asia. They've come, and he knew that he may not get to see them again. But before he goes, and we know that he was getting ready to depart from this earth, his ministry was getting to an end, when he gathers with them, he has a word to encourage the pastors. He knew that there was a great need of biblical pastors. No man that would try to please men. No man that would try to please their friends. No man that would seek the applause of the world. But godly man, man of God, that will ascend and preach, thus saith the Lord. And he gives his own testimony and encourages the pastors to follow after his own path. In verse 18, Paul said, first of all, and when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. So first of all, we find here a leading pastor. Brother Emmanuel, God has called you to lead the sheep. And Paul gives us here the way to do it. He told the pastors, Pastor, you know from the beginning when I came how I've been living among you. You know from the first time that I came what manner I have been with you at all seasons, Paul said. Meaning, you know that I've been an example to you. You are my witnesses. You know that I've not deceived you. You know that I've not lied to you. And we know that Paul was not trying to trick the people as we have so many outside there today. A leader does not tell others what to do. He lives that way and shows the way for others to follow. It is so sad that today pastors believe like they are CEOs of their churches. They're acting like they are managing the church. Many of them, they are like they are a boss in the church. That people need to reverence to them. They like to be worshipped. They like to be pampered. They need to be placed above the other people in the church. But a godly pastor, a biblical pastor, is not trying to do that. It is not the ministry for that reason. He is a follower of Christ. He is leading the path. He is living in godliness. He's loving the Lord. He's loving the word of God. He's preaching the gospel. And he's showing the way for other believers to follow that way. And Paul said at all seasons. He said, you know, from the very beginning. Every time, in every season, when I was around and when I wasn't around, he always had a great testimony of his life in Christ before these pastors. And before all these people, before all the churches. So Brother Emmanuel, I encourage you this morning to be reminded that God has called you to be an example for believers. And we need examples today, amen. Our churches need to see sincerity in their pastors. They need to see someone living for Christ that they may follow to live for Christ. It is so sad that churches today only offer entertainment. And pastors plan today how to have entertainment in their services. But Emmanuel, we need no entertainment. Amen. We need not to think about what people lie or what people do not lie. But Emmanuel, live for Christ. Follow Christ. He has called you to be his follower first and to be a pastor. And as you follow Christ, those that God will use you to lead those that God would use you to live, those that will be saved, amen, then they will know their path. There are so many people so lost today. They go to church to be entertained, but they don't know how to live their Christian life. They don't know how to be husbands. They don't know how to be wives. The youth are so lost in our society today. But thank God for godly pastors. Thank God for men of God that are living their way by living in Jesus Christ. But I not only see here a leading pastor, but look in verse 19, the Bible says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Let me tell you, this is not a word that pastor may think it is necessary in the life of a pastor. Pastor wants to be in high position, higher pastors, higher names, higher titles, one title, two titles, three titles, doctor, reverend, first, second, a higher, archangel, or apostle. They don't know what now to name themselves. The Bible says servants. That is the lower pastor. It is a humble pastor. It is that it will enable you to serve the Lord with your heart. Because if you are allowing pride in your heart, and you, Emmanuel, forget that you are a servant of the Lord, you will go astray in your ministry. That is why we don't have serving pastors today. We have pastors that are served. We are pastors that do not open doors. They wait for somebody to open their door. They don't spend time with people. They have no time for people. But the Bible has called pastors to serve. And the greatest example is our Lord Jesus Christ. There was a time when the mole of two of his disciples came to Christ. And she came and said, Lord, I want one of my sons to see that you're right, and I want the other of my sons to see that you're left. And Christ rebuked that attitude. And Christ rebuked that behavior. We don't need pastors that believe they are above the people they shepherd. Pastors that live with pride. We need pastors that are servants. Amen. That they work in the work of the Lord. They're looking for opportunity to serve the Lord. The pastor is not only the man that arrives and preaches here. It is a man that is serving every day, every time, to every person, to every family in the church. Brother Emmanuel, you are called to be a servant. When the other disciples heard that this mom was trying to put his children beside Christ, then the other disciples began to argue. They all were thinking that why him, and why him, why not me? But that is the way of the Lord. the way of the world, this fallen world, they live in pride. The world will like you to walk in pride. Now, let me tell you, every time I'm carrying something, I know there's always people that come by and say, "Pastor, let me help you. Let me carry. Don't carry. You go there. You don't get there." Let me tell you, we need pastors that are servants from their hearts. And Paul said, serving the Lord with humility of mind. Brother Emmanuel, be humble. Do not allow pride reach your heart, because the Bible says before the fall, pride comes. In verse 19, the second part of the verse says, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. We need loyal pastors that are faithful unto the Lord, even in the times of difficulties, even in the times of trials. We pastors are called to stay faithfully serving the Lord. We cannot run away. We cannot turn back, Brother Emmanuel. God has called you to grab this book and preach the book when trials come, when everything is fine, when everything is not fine. You must remain faithfully preaching the word of God. There are pastors that are pastors by convenience. If there is a good salary, then they go into the ministry. If it will give them a good name, they go into ministry. If they are going to get a car, then go into ministry. If they are going to be respected, they go into ministry. If they are going to be able to pull out their chest and walk like they are between God and the men they are in between, I may remind you today, be faithful to God. Do not go for ministry for convenience, but do it out of conviction if God has called you. Paul said, with many tears, and he said, and temptations, that mean trials. We know, Brother Emmanuel, he was persecuted. Paul had many foes in his ministry. He was stoned. He was persecuted. He was criticized. He was mocked at. He was put in prison. And we know that he paid the highest price to pay in the ministry. He died for the gospel cause. But those that God has called, we don't find convenience, and that's why we join. No, we've been called to serve Christ. And even if he has called us to these trial times, and if he has called us even when there is temptation, we need to be loyal to God. Be faithful to God. Do not go back. We always go forward. And no wonder when Paul told Timothy, "Timothy, I need you to abide at Ephesus." And Timothy was passing through trials. He was ready to give up. But a man that has been faithful, a man that has gone through trials and he remained faithful and he remained loyal to God, then he wrote to Timothy and said, Timothy, abide there, stay there, hold on there, stand strong, do not give up, stand. If you leave, nobody will stand. We need men that are loyal to Jesus Christ. There are men that God has called into the ministry. There are young men that God has called into the ministry. But they are unwilling to give their lives. Please, soldiers, there's people outside talking. If they are going to see it, they may see it. We're preaching God's word. Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you, God has called men, and then men do not want to respond to the call of God because they don't see it well. They don't know what will happen. They don't know where they'll be at. Let me do this first. Let me do that first. Let me settle first, God. Let me build first. Let me get this and that ready. I may say, if God has called you, surrender. God will take care of you. Amen. God is looking loyal pastors. They are not there just hanging around for convenience. They are under conviction that God has called them, and they stay there for the call they've received. Where man will be loyal to the Lord, change not the gospel message of Christ. Because the Bible says here in verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the message he preached. It is the only message. Yes, it is the message that pastors are called to deliver. Let me tell you, dear friend, this morning, that I don't know what kind of messages do you like. People like tingling messages. People like to go to a place where the pastor will tell you, you are great, look at yourself and say, I am great, I am great, I am great. But let me tell you, the Bible does not say that we are great. Amen. The Bible says we all have sinned. We all have sinned against God. We are guilty before God. And friend, you may have been going to church. You may always be in a church. You may be grown in a church, but let me tell you, you may not even be saved. Maybe you are here this morning and you never heard this message, the message that Paul preached, the message that Brother Emmanuel is called to preach. It is not a message of prosperity. It is not a message of deceit. It is not a tingling message. It is a message of salvation, repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this morning, I hope you, dear friends and family that are here with us, that you will be in the Gospel Light Baptist Church at Anomabo.
Gospel Light Baptist Church.
And if you one day go on this that's it, you're not going to hear, you're not going to hear a different message. It will be the same message. It will be a salvation message, because that salvation, that's what we need. Now, if I were to ask you this morning, if you were to die today, where will you go? Many of you will say, Pastor, if I die right now, if on the way home I crash in the car, I know I'll be going to heaven. I know I'll go straight, no curve, no left, no branch, no right. I know I'm going straight to heaven. But if I were to ask you, dear friends, why would you think, why do you believe you'll be going to heaven?
You
have, all of you have different answers.
If I
go to this side, you may give me an answer. If I ask you, those of you behind there, you may give me a different answer. Maybe if I come, maybe you'll give me a different answer. Some of you are going to say, Pastor, I was born in the church. What are you talking about? I was born in the church. I've always been in the church. I know if I die, God knows me, I'm going to heaven. Maybe your answer will be that one. Maybe your answer will be, Pastor, I've been baptized. I've even been in a church, got baptized, went to a different church, got baptized. I've been even baptized 3 times. I know I'm going straight to heaven. I've washed my sin. The water of baptism has washed my sin. Maybe that will be your answer.
You
may say, I'm a worshiper.
Pastor,
what are you talking about? I'm a cheerful giver. I've been given and given. When I die, I know God is going to open the gates of heaven and He's going to tell me, well done, thy faithful servant. May that, maybe that is your answer this morning. Maybe you do not know where are you going. Maybe you're here saying, Pastor, if I die today, I don't know where I'll go. I don't know if I'm going to heaven. I don't know if I'm going to hell. So maybe you have no idea what will happen to you if you die. Friend, let me tell you, you don't know if tomorrow you will be alive. You don't know if you will make it to 2022. If you need Christ, you must be saved this morning. But listen, Paul didn't say here, my message, it is given, will take you to heaven. Paul said, you know, I've been testifying. He said to the Jews and to the Greeks. He didn't say, I've been telling them to get baptized. No, that's not what he said. He didn't say, no, you must be a worshiper. No, that's not what he said. He said, this is the message. This is what the message you need. If you want to go to heaven, this is what you must do. He said, you mean repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Different, let me tell you, your church cannot save you. I don't know what church do you attend. I don't know how long have you been in your church. I don't know if you're not sure. I don't know if you're a singer. I don't know if you are nailed there. But let me tell you, no church can send absolutely anybody to heaven. Let me tell you, this church cannot send you to heaven. No church can send you to heaven. So if you are believing that your church will send you to heaven, friend, let me tell you this morning, you are going straight to Burum Sengel.
I'm telling you today that you are not going to heaven, you are going to hell.
Let me tell you, believe baptism can save you.
And
let me tell you, you may baptized sincerely, you were thinking that I'm washing away my sin. I'm telling you today, you will
Because
Paul is saying, I testify.
When
he went around preaching in all those places, he wasn't changing the message. He wasn't preaching about baptism. He wasn't preaching about worship. He was not preaching about church attendance. He was saying repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the message of salvation.
It is Jesus Christ who died at Calvary.
It is Jesus Christ and
it
is he who said that the cross, it is finished. Let me tell you that I cannot save you, and you neither can save any other man. Only Jesus Christ is the giver of the everlasting life. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible never says that for God so loved the world that he gave the water of baptism, that whosoever gets baptized should not perish. The Bible says it is Jesus Christ who saves. When Christ was crucified, the Bible says that there were two male factors, two criminals, one at the right side and one at the left side.
The Bible
says that both of them witnessed all what was happening. Both of them see that he was there hanging at the cross, bleeding, nearly dying. So they, one of them turned to Christ, and this is what he said. He said, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and save us. He said, if thou be the Christ,
that
word here means I don't believe you. He was telling Christ, you said that you are the Messiah. You said that you are the Son of God. You said you are the bread of heaven. You said you came from the Father, but I don't believe you. Get down, prove it to me, because I have no faith for you. You cannot save me.
Christ had no answer for him. The other chief heard what happened. But he turned to Christ and told him, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
He was telling Christ, when you come in thy kingdom, meaning I know your kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior. He was crying out from his heart, save me. And listen, dear friend, Christ immediately, Christ instantly told that man, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me at paradise. Amen. He didn't tell him, go to church. He didn't tell him, you want to be with me? Go and get baptized.
He didn't say,
friend, you want to be with me? You need to be a cheerful giver, a faithful choir member. You need to be an elder. Keep all the commandments, get baptized, and be faithful till you die. No, the moment that man believed in Christ, Christ said, thou shalt be with me today at paradise.
Christ was kentene there, kaye obia ebosoro kwana kwosa nyakopon ana kwana kayima kwana wombo wesana dzino kwa wo wonkwa nyina ya mu kapi mabra ebowu ne amunmu anu Christ kentene there enyimbo wo paradise.
That is salvation. Only Christ is the giver of the eternal life. The Bible said, for God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is already condemned. Now, let me tell you, you may not know me today. Maybe it's the first time we meet here. But I am from a country named Mexico. And I was born in a Catholic home. I was a small boy when they told me good people go to heaven and bad people go to
heaven.
When they told me that, then I knew that I had to be a good boy to go to heaven. I need to do what God says. And I was trying, but exactly the same like you, I was failing. And they kept telling me good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell.
Well,
let me tell you, when I was 18 years old, a man brought this message to me and showed me in the Bible that it is not that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. It is rather people that have received Jesus Christ as Savior, they go to heaven, and people that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, they go to hell. So if you believe your church can save you, friend, if you believe baptism can save you, if you believe you're giving or you're serving or your good deeds can save you, let me remind you this morning, you will not be in heaven. Because the Bible says, not of works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy he saved us. So if you're not saved this morning, I plead with you, do not live today without trusting in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, if I die today, I have no idea where I'll be. Do not go without receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because that's the message that Paul preached. Brother Emmanuel, do never change the message. Be loyal to God, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. In verse 24, and we'll finish here, the Bible says here, but none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Ama mizi dao mewe ma akwemtu ni osuma aminyano iradi Jesus wo.
Brother Emmanuel, be a leaning pastor. You lean on God. Paul said, none of these things move me. Those things are described in the verses before. Bonds were waiting for him. Afflictions were waiting for him. He was going to be in prison and die ahead of the journey he started
serving.
But Brother Emmanuel, look these words in verse 24. None of these things move me. Trust in the Lord. Lean on the Lord. Wait in the Lord. Do not get distracted. And be careful with yourself. Be careful with your heart. The only way to do that, Paul said, nothing is going to move me. But the reason of that is that because I do not count my life dear unto myself. You cannot live for yourself. Live for the Lord and lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do not let anything move you from your call to serve Him as a pastor. Let me tell you about this man named Jim Elliot. You've heard about him.
Jim Elliot.
Jim Elliot, along with other missionaries, died in Ecuador many years ago. They were young men in a Bible college.
And
God lay on their hearts to go to the jungles of Ecuador to take the gospel, to carry the gospel to those places. And they went. But they were trying to reach very dangerous tribes in that place. The tribes there were murderers. They wouldn't let any stranger near their tribes. Anyone that will try to reach to them, they will get killed. They were different tribes, so they were all fighting one against the other. So they were very careful with allowing someone they did not know to come to them.
But
God called Jim Elliot. He responded the call of God. They were flying over these small villages in an airplane. And they decided to land and have contact with the people of those places. And five of those missionaries got killed by the tribe. They were murdered by the river. Their wives were left behind with children. If you go today to those places, you can fly over that place. And there was a group of pastors that wanted to see where Jim Elliot and the missions were killed. So they pay, and they were in this small airplane telling the pilot, we want to pass through the river where Jim Elliot got murdered by preaching the gospel. The pilot was flying over that river and told his group of pastors, Jim Elliot didn't die here.
Jim Elliot,
they say, why are you talking? He died here. They say, Jim Elliot didn't die here. They say, we know he died here. We pay the ticket. Everyone knows that they died here, down there in that river. When they came back and they landed, one of the pastors went to the pilot and said, sir, why are you telling us that he did not die there? We all know that he died there. The pilot told the man,
sir,
let me explain to you. Everyone knows that Jim Elliot was killed by the river. But Jim Elliot did not die there. He died before he came. He died to himself. He died in an altar in the church when God called him. He died to his dreams. He died to his comfort. He died to his nation. He died to all those things that he could have had if he had stayed. He died in the altar of God. That day he died, Jim Elliot died, and he was able to come, Brother Emmanuel. I will remind you today, if you want to finish your course, if you want to be faithful to God, unless you and I and every pastor does what the Bible says, I count not my life dear to myself, die to yourself, and go there and preach the gospel, and raise the lost soul, and let us move forward to reach a world that needs loyal, leaning, loving, faithful pastors that will stand for what is right, that will not go there, Brother Emmanuel, and mingle with the world and mingle with society and believe that the thing we are called to do, it is the lowest thing, it is the worst thing. I may remind you today that to be a pastor, it is the highest call that a man can ever receive. A CEO of a company can never be higher than to preach the word of God. To be a rich man can never be higher for a man standing in the street, knocking out in the doors, telling the people, have faith towards Christ, repentance towards God. Brother Emmanuel, you've received the highest call a man have ever in the entire world will ever receive. Die to yourself, surrender to God, and let none of the things that will come your way move you from the ministry that God has called you unto. May God help you and give you grace to stand strong and serve Christ till the trumpet sounds. And one day, Brother Emmanuel, we the pastors will lay our burdens down and we will be with him, and we will never regret. We surrender our lives, we abandon our dreams, we let behind all what you and I and all the pastors could have been outside there in the world. May one day our Savior receive us and tell you, thou faithful servant, come into the bosom of the Lord. Be faithful to God. Die to yourself. Amen. Finish your course with joy. Do not arrive to the Lord with a disaster. Do not make sure that one day you don't finish and have to tell Lord, I'm sorry, I got distracted, sorry, I got tempted, Lord, sorry, I got enticed. Remain faithful to God, die to yourself, and finish thy course. Sister Victoria, this is your husband. See him well. Is he the one? That's why he didn't wear a face mask. Dear family, people are going to come to you. The two of you. People are going to call you. What? A pastor?
Ha, simply can you.
Your husband a pastor?
The ukuna or your sofu?
Ewu. What?
Ha!
Ha! Ebe! Osofo!
Pastor?
Oh, so for you, my enye.
Being a pastor is bad.
They will call you.
What about from?
How do I know?
Madden me.
My
wife is here.
We know it.
Yenim.
We know it.
Yenim.
I was at college.
And more
my wife was at college, university.
May you so it's your pony school.
And God called us. Call me to be a preacher. Friends saw me. You have to be crazy. What are you doing? What are you, family members? Even when we were coming, the day my wife and I and my two children at that time were walking in the airport, entering, going onto the airplane, people were looking at us like they have pity on us, like they are really sorry for us. But I may say, I'm not ashamed to be a preacher of the gospel. Do never be ashamed. Do never put your head down. Do never look down. Lift up your chin and serve Christ and serve Him well and finish your course with joy. He has called you. Do not let anyone discourage you. Be a friend, family, or church member. Even if a church member of each other listen to me, Living Word Baptist Church, do never come to a pastor to say, I wish you shouldn't have been called. I wish you should have gone to the university. Let me tell you, praise God. We need pastors. Amen.
Abraham,
Nav, my friend Nav. My son, you are blessed. Praise God for that. Yeah, people have come to my children. You know that some people came to my children and said that, hey, you are going to Africa, there you are going to die.
Yes,
and look how they are dying of COVID.
COVID-19.
We
are here.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
It
Amen.
Is good.
Hey, it's Fufu that has helped us.
Yeah, Fufu and I were born.
Nen krantie nam. When they come to tell you.
Say what ba no wa ba catch you.
I think about your children.
Be jinu mba on.
You think about God. God will take care of everything. That is why Paul said, none of these things move me. He said, I cannot be moved. I cannot be shaken. He was saying, you cannot change my mind. I'm not going to resign the ministry. I'm not going to lay down my Bible. I'm not going to get behind the pulpit. I'm not going to go to a desk. I'm not going to go to a company. I'm not going to be a driver. I don't want to be a carpenter. I mean, thank God if you are that, but I want to be a pastor. God has called me, and I want to write to my God and tell Him, Lord, I really try. I did my best. Thank you for helping me, Brother Manuel, Sister Victoria. Finish your course with joy. Let no one move you from the call God has given you.
Because
you need to testify the gospel. If you don't go to Anumabo, the salt will perish. They will die without hope. If we pastors close our Bibles and give up, who will be attacked rather? Who will be in Cape
Coast?
Who will share the gospel in the other places, the regions beyond? But Emmanuel, people will perish. People will die and go to hell. By the thousands. We have thousands of souls to reach. We have entire cities and entire towns without somebody preaching the true gospel of Christ.
I
will do that running to the success the world is promoting. We cannot abandon what we are doing. I believe you could do great things, both of you, outside the ministry. Let me see your hands. You have two hands? Ten fingers? Two legs? Two eyes? Or three eyes? Four eyes? You could go outside there and make money. But if you do that, the souls will perish. Paul said that none of these things move me. Because I died to myself. I count not my life dear to myself. Two reasons. That I may finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I'm so excited. We are stepping in Anomabo. I will punch a hole of light in the darkness. And then we will join hands. And go to the next town. And then to the next town. And then to the next town. And will faithfully preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let nothing move you. Be faithful. Please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Nobody moves. I beg you, please stay where you are. Stay where you are. Just stay where you are. But dear friend, if you are here this morning, and you say, Pastor, if I die today,